Hey, what's happening? I'm glad you joined into the Casey Stokes Leadership Podcast. I'm Casey and my wife is Carrie, and we're super excited that you're listening in. You know, our goal is to speak to your potential, inspire you to action, and grow your leadership capacity. Our number one mission is to become a resource to you and your organization. You know, last month was actually episode number one for us, and it was on the power of proximity and how proximity can change our trajectory as a leader. If you didn't get a chance to listen to it, I encourage you to do so. But this month, we're talking about the terror barrier in episode number two. I want you to tune in really closely and think about the terror barrier like you've never had before. Maybe you've never heard of the terror barrier, but I want to tell you that it's the number one reason that leaders and organizations cannot move forward. It is. It's the number one reason. You know, terror defined is actually extreme fear. And this barrier can keep you contained and stop you from discovering new frontiers. You know, fear has a way of gripping us as a leader. It actually has a way of infiltrating everything we do, getting into our thinking processes, getting into our organization. And it really, it's an enemy. Fear is an enemy. And it has the ability to stop you from taking your next steps of growth personally as a leader. You know, thinking about the terror barrier, a lot of people, they actually make it all the way up to this barrier. It's like a brick wall. Everybody, I want you to think about a brick wall, a concrete wall, cinder block wall, right? It's got three layers. Think of it in three layers. And you hit up against this wall with like a sledgehammer, right? And it just bounces back, man. It's like a whiplash. I mean, you seem to hit it as hard as you can, and it's just like a whiplash. You're like, man, this wall is solid. There's no way I'm going to be able to go through this wall with this sledgehammer. And that's what happens. People make it up to the terror barrier, and they bounce right back off of it because of fear, because of inner conflict, because of doubt. It's just too strong for us sometimes as leaders. You know, Daniel Antonius, he was the director of forensic psychiatry at the Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. And he said this, he said, fear is the primary psychological weapon underlying acts of terrorism. It is this fear or the anticipation of future acts of terror that can have serious effects on our behaviors and on our mindsets. When you think about that, really stood out to me is that it's the anticipation of future acts of terror that can affect our mind. You know, we've all seen failure as a leader. We've all experienced failure as an organization. It's a part of life. And sometimes what happens to us when we make our way up to the terror barrier to go to the next level, we actually start experiencing that failure again, even though failure might not even be the outcome. It's like almost like our first reaction. You know, when you think about this wall that's stopping you from your next level of growth, I want you to think about it in three layers. The first layer is fear because it affects your vantage point. Layer number two is inner conflict, and that results in indecision. And layer number three is doubt, and it destroys clarity. You know, a wall has to be completely demolished in order to expand into the new domain. It has to be demolished. And the primary tool that you're going to use to demolish it is courage. You know, as a leader, we must operate with courage. It's the primary tool to go through every single layer of this wall. You know, Winston Churchill, great leader in his time, he said, success is not final and failure is not fatal, but it is the courage to continue that counts. You know, Churchill possessed an ability to demolish the terror barrier within his leadership. It was actually monumental. It made history. In fact, during World War II, you see some of his greatest acts of courage. We'll hear more from Churchill in this episode. But if you haven't studied about some of his great feats, I encourage you to go do so, and you'll see the heroism, the courage it took for him to make some great decisions and to demolish walls and to change a nation so that they had victory. Let's look at layer number one of this wall that we're all going to face. It's the layer of fear. It's actually right where the barrier begins. And a lot of people, they come up to that first layer and they never make it through layer number one. It affects their vantage point so much that they just can't move forward. And it actually sends them catapulting back to their comfort zone, the place of complacency. You know, our vantage point is the position we take going into something. You know, when I used to play soccer, I always had the vantage point of a winner, not a loser, meaning we're going to win regardless if we lost. It was always visualizing the win versus the loss, the victory versus the defeat. I want to look into a story in the Bible, in the book of Numbers, in chapter 13. That whole chapter, I'm going to kind of go through it. And we really are going to gain some insight into human nature. That's what I love about the scripture. It really targets human nature, the human factor, where me and you are. And we're looking at a great leader by the name of Moses. A lot of you heard about Moses, I'm sure, before, but he was a leader in his day. And the Lord spoke to Moses. And here's what he told him. He said, "Send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the people of Israel." God was saying, "I've got a piece of land that I'm giving to you. It's an acquisition that I already paid for." He said, "Go ahead and send some men out and spy out that land." You know, this speaks of expansion. It speaks of new territory. It speaks of another location. As a business leader, as an entrepreneur, as an organizational leader, growth is always the vantage point. It really is. And what I love about this story with Moses is he had a head start, if you would. See, God was setting the proper perspective for Moses from the beginning. He said, "I'm giving this land to the people of Israel." What a vantage point to have when you're going into a new territory or when you're going into a new domain. It was the vantage point of courage, right? It was the vantage point of victory. It was something for the taking. You know, as a leader, we need to ask ourselves the question as we explore growth: what is our current vantage point? What is the place we're looking from? Is it fear? Is it defeat? Or is it courage and victory? God was helping Moses out. You know, sometimes we need help as leaders. We need people around us who have strong vantage points. You know, as the story continues, Moses actually went ahead and he sent people up to spy out the land of Canaan. He told them, "Go up into the Negev and go up into the hill country and see what the land is and whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, whether they are few or many, and whether the land that they dwell in is good or bad, and whether the cities that they dwell in are camps or strongholds, and whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are trees in it or not. Be of good courage and bring some of the fruit of the land." You know, right there, they had to cross layer number one, which was fear. You know, it took courage to get through that layer of fear and actually go in to the new area and check out the competition. Sometimes it takes us a little bit of courage just to get out of our current area and go to a new area and pull the demographics, right? Find that new Grand Slam location. That's what these guys did. As a matter of fact, they went out and they pulled demographics of the area. And at 40 days, they returned from spying out the land. It took them 40 days. You know, the thing about us now as business leaders and organizational leaders, there's Google Earth, right? And we can look at things and we can pull up stats pretty quickly. And then, but you know what? All those stats don't always give us the answer. We have to go to that community and feel it and talk to the people in that area. And these guys did that. Took them 40 days though, but they returned from spying out the land and they came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the people of Israel in the wilderness. And they said this, they brought back word to them and they showed them the fruit of the land. And here's what they told them. We came to the land to which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Man, basically they were saying the demographics here are fantastic. We even brought a sample back to show you. That was tremendous. But they said these words, these famous words, however. You ever had that? You ever had somebody on your team? Or has it been you as a leader of a team? You realize the demographics are good. You realize that it's there for the taking. But it's those famous words, however. A lot of times as a leader, we really cloak wisdom with fear with wisdom. We say, no, this is just wisdom, but truly sometimes it's fear. Because this is what they said. However, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. So basically, however, even though the demographics are good, it'd probably be wise if we just go on back and let's not talk about expansion anymore. It's going to be too tough. Let's not talk about the resources that it's going to take. Let's not talk about the hard work and the grit that our team is going to have to do. The cities are fortified. They're too strong. That would be wisdom. So you see what I mean? However, looked like wisdom, but underneath was really the terror barrier of fear, layer number one. And that however was them hitting layer number two, which was inner conflict, right? They had a little bit of boldness. They went out into the land. They pulled the demographics. They brought back some samples. So they got through layer number one, but then that however was layer number two. Inner conflict, man. Indecision. Think about this when it comes to expansion. Are you sending the wrong leaders from your team to scout out the land? Are you asking the wrong people for their opinions? How about this? Are you the right leader to scout out the land? I believe you are. I really do. I believe you are the right leader. I believe you're in the right place. I think there just needs to be a little more courage. You know, speaking about a team and sending out the right people to scout out the land, our ability to position people within their skill set takes precision and strategy. Precision and strategy. When we put people in their proper place on our team, they're going to be the most effective and their results are going to compound within our organization. If you can put people in the right place where they consistently stay in their lane, that consistency will begin to compound and you'll see exponential growth. I will say this, that inner conflict comes into the life of a leader, but must be conquered, and a decision to move forward must be made. You know, Winston Churchill said this, one ought never to turn one's back on a threatened danger and try to run away from it. If you do that, you will double the danger, but if you meet it promptly without flinching, you will reduce the danger by half. I love that we should meet danger promptly, facing it forward, and do not flinch. You know, I talked to you a little bit about soccer earlier. One of my coaches taught us a very, very valuable lesson. When a forward was going to make a shot or let's say they had a penalty kick somewhere or whatnot, and they just hit those drivers. You know, I mean, they really put their foot on the ball. There were some of the guys that actually flinched and turned their head to the left or to the right. And you know what happens? Their nose gets broke, right? Their eye gets hurt because that speed of that ball, it just frightens them. And so their automatic reflex is to flinch and turn their head, which takes their eye off the ball, which again results in a broken nose, a hurt eye. But the guys who see the ball coming at 90 miles an hour faces it forward without flinching, and they're able to guide their forehead, which is the hardest part of their head, into the center of that ball and deflect it and save their team from another goal being scored on them. Are you flinching? If so, it can cause you a lot more pain. You know, there's a guy on the team by the name of Caleb. These guys were starting to flinch. They were having inner conflict, but Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." That's the type of leader that we need on our team. That's the type of leader that we need to be. We need a lot of people with the spirit of Caleb, right? But he was outnumbered. You know why? Because it says, "Then the men who had gone up with him said, 'We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are.' So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land that they had spied out, saying, 'The land through which we have gone to spy it out is a land that devours its inhabitants. And all the people that we saw in it are of great height. And there we saw the sons of Anak, and we seemed to ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them.'" Grasshoppers. Wow. He had a great man of faith with boldness, and then the crowd believed they were grasshoppers. Are you currently a grasshopper leader? Think about that. That's what happened to them. They moved into doubt. Layer number three, doubt. And it destroyed their clarity. Doubt will destroy your vision. It's like throwing a wet blanket on a fire. Gone. And then it just smokes. Have you ever felt like a grasshopper standing up to a giant? Intimidation will be felt by a leader who is taking ground. Welcome. You'll feel intimidation. Just don't flinch. I like this mindset. Churchill said, Winston, he said, "A pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity, and an optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty." You know, there are leaders in the pack who sees opportunity and are willing to take it. What kind of leader are you when you come up to the terror barrier, or when you face the terror barrier? Matter of fact, are you somewhere in the terror barrier right now? Are you in layer number one, layer number two, or layer number three? Not sure where you are, but guess what? There's expansion coming. There's growth coming, and you'll have to face this like every other leader does. You know, as the story unfolds in the book of Numbers, the people of Israel missed their window of opportunity in that particular season. There's seasons of opportunity for us as leaders. There's seasons of opportunity for our organizations. We have to seize it. When opportunity comes, it's too late to prepare. That's why I say preparation is an act of faith. You need to prepare now your structure. You need to prepare now your systems. You need to prepare now your resources and your personnel, knowing that opportunity is on its way. And you're going to be able to seize it, and you're going to be able to demolish the terror barrier with courage and explore a brand new domain, a brand new location, a brand new expansion. You have to prepare your heart to be a courageous leader. It takes preparation. Courage should be the vantage point of every leader in order to make decisive decisions with clarity. You know, my final thought is this: a new adventure awaits you on the other side of the terror barrier. Look, I encourage you to check out our website at caseystokes.com, subscribe to our podcast, share it with your friends, and we'll talk to you soon.